few weeks ago, one of our guests on the Maxwell House program was the most gracious and charming lady who has been crowned queen of the screen. We're very happy to have her with us again tonight, Miss Myrna Loy.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Now, Miss Loy is going to play a part of Nancy Turner in a sketch called Sweet Mystery, written for her by George Oppenheimer.
Yes, and Jimmy Stewart plays the part of Alan Turner, Nancy's husband.
Oh, yeah, Miss Loy, I just want to take a little time here before we start this sketch to tell you that you've always been my dream girl, Miss Loy. I just wanted to tell you.
Thank you, Jim.
I just wanted to get that in here. Well, anyway, the scene is Nancy's house, and we look in on a wedding ceremony.
Do you, Nancy Smith, take this man to be your lawful husband? Do you promise to love, honor, comfort, and cherish him in sickness and in health, in prosperity and in adversity, and for better or worse, so long as you both shall live?
I do.
Before these witnesses, I, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the state, and in the name of the church, do now pronounce you husband and wife.
Anybody seen the bride?
You're too late, Roger. She's upstairs dressing.
I'm always too late. Just think, I was head man with Nancy until Alan Turner came along.
Oh, it's wonderful. They meet, and 2 weeks later, they're married. Oh.
Look, hey, here they come. Look, there they are. Say, don't worry.
Goodbye,
buddy. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.
Darling.
I'll make that double.
Oh, careful, darling. Keep your eyes on the road.
Well, I'm sorry. That's impossible unless you get out of the car.
You know, I feel something like chicken curry. There isn't an inch of me that isn't covered with rice.
That's my favorite dish.
Oh, Alan, just think. 2 weeks ago, I didn't even know you.
No.
And now?
Well, now you still don't. Would you mind just keeping on saying that for the rest of the trip, huh?
We'll say it for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, you know, we're going to be a couple of awfully dull conversationalists, but we'll like it, huh?
Of course, we'll say other things, too.
Oh, yeah, of course, like pass the salt, and I need more money, and the baby's crying. And...
Well, you have made plans.
Oh, sure. Then, of course, there's that unfinished business of finding all about each other, you know.
That's the wonderful part of it, Alan. Most people, when they marry, know everything. There's nothing to find out. There's no mystery, no glamour.
That's right, darling. We'll just spend our lives finding out things about ourselves. Wonderful thing.
Darling, would you be very disappointed if I told you I'd had a very dull past?
Well, I'd break your neck if you hadn't. Say, hey, by the way, who was that strange-looking cluck that kept kissing you all the time back there?
That strange-looking cluck, Mr. Turner, happened to be my brother. He came all the way from England for the wedding.
Oh, well, I guess he just hadn't gotten his land legs yet.
What do you mean by that?
Well, it's nothing. He's just weaving a good deal.
Elmer does not weave.
Elmer? Huh? What, your brother named Elmer?
And what, may I ask, is so funny about Elmer? He was named after my grandfather, and he was a general in the war between the states.
Oh, which side?
Confederate, of course.
Well, what do you mean, of course? You know, there were generals on the Union side, too. For instance, my grandfather.
Oh, your grandfather fought on the Union side.
He did?
Well.
What do you mean?
I was just wondering if there is something in heredity after all.
Well, my grandfather's side won.
That's right. Rub it in.
Oh, now, darling, hasn't anybody told you the war is over? No, you... In the name of the North, I'd like a kiss.
In the name of the South, I surrender. Thank you, Junior.
Junior? Where'd you get that Junior stuff?
I don't know. Oh, yes, I do, too. Who was that badly dressed woman at the wedding? She'd had one drink too many, and she kept calling you Junior.
Well, that badly dressed woman happens to be married to my brother Stu.
Well, she was certainly living up to your brother's name.
No, well, now, that's not very funny. That's not very funny. And what's more, she's a very fine woman. She had welfare committees and...
I didn't say she wasn't fine. All I said was that she was badly dressed.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, you want to go into costume, that Uncle Archie of yours, when he came up to me, I thought he was going to give me a tip on a horse or something.
Uncle Archie's one of the sweetest men in the world. I do hope I haven't married a man who's going to turn out to be a snob.
Oh, snob. Well, at least I held on to myself better than some of your Democratic friends, you know.
Just who are you referring to?
Well, who? I don't know. You're referring to that old friend Peter or somebody or other. Yeah, he fell asleep under the piano, you know that.
Poor Peter. I wondered why he didn't come to kiss me goodbye.
You wondered why I didn't? Well, I'll tell you. One of your other dear friends was holding on to you like a clam. What's that guy's name? Roger?
I suppose you mean Roger Ormsby. Well, it just so
that
happened...
That's the one, Ormsby. That guy. I bet he kissed you goodbye 50 times.
Why, Alan, you're jealous.
No, I'm not jealous. I'm just observant, that's all. It isn't very pleasant for a guy to have his wife mauled all over the room by a whole lot of strange men.
Oh, now you're making me out cheap.
No, I never said that.
No, but you implied it. And don't drive so fast.
Well, now you're going to tell me how to drive.
I merely said don't drive so fast.
Nah, I guess I know how to drive.
That's only a guess.
Well, if there's anything I hate, it's a backseat driver.
This is a fine start to a honeymoon. Married 1 hour and you hate me already.
No, I didn't say that.
You did too.
Well, I said I hated backseat drivers.
Don't tell me what you said. I heard you and stop going so fast.
I'm not going fast.
You're going over 60.
Nonsense.
It says 65 on your speedometer.
The speedometer's wrong.
Aha!
That's fine. That's all we need.
Pull over there. Pull over.
Well, where's the fire?
She.
How fast do you think you were going, young fella?
Well, I don't know.
Officer, we were only going 40 miles an hour.
Oh, yeah? I had you clocked at 65.
65? Why, Alan, darling, your speedometer must be broken.
Yeah, that's right, officer. It said 40, didn't it, sweets?
Yes, darling.
Come on, skip the mush and get down to business. You was going 65.
Well, officer, it was this way.
You see, we were just married.
Oh, yeah? I've heard that one before.
But look, officer, Rice.
Yes, Rice. If you don't believe that, here's a piece of wedding cake.
Well, I'd ought to run you in.
Oh, officer, you wouldn't. Just as we're starting on our honeymoon?
Yeah, it might affect our whole married life, you know.
All right, I'll let you go, but don't let it happen again.
Oh, thank you, officer.
All right, thanks a lot, old man.
Okay, thanks for the wedding cake. I'll take it home to the missus.
Wasn't he sweet?
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Alan.
Yes, Nancy?
I love you, darling.
I love you, Nancy. Forget about what I said about Roger and the rest of them.
I'm sorry about your sister-in-law.
Oh, forget it.
Oh, darling, I'm so glad that cop came along.
Yeah, so am I.
We'll never fight again.
No, I'll never be jealous either.
I wish I knew his name. We ought to be grateful to him for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, swell guy.
And handsome, too.
Noticed that?
Well, of course.
Too bad he wasn't at the wedding. He could have kissed the bride.
There you go implying things again. And don't drive so fast.
Well, who's driving fast now?
You are. You're over 60 again.
I am not.
You are too.
I am not.
Alan.
Yeah?
You better bring out the rice and cake, dear. That man's here again.